ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
all the disadvantages of the devotees.
Who takes away all the disadvantages of the
The holy name of the Lord
is the holy name of the Lord is the Lord Himself. If one chants and hears and becomes purified, gradually all material contamination disappears. The Prachetas were already purified due to the Lord's presence before them. They could now therefore, after the proper prayers with the folded hands, in other words, as soon as the devotee are engaged in devotional service, they become transcendent to all material contamination immediately. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvanam Samyitam Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Sometimes devotees are dissatisfied due to their not seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. When the Prachetas saw the Supreme Lord personally present, their unhappiness vanished. Sri Chaitanya Manovisam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavayam Yadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vita Padikamalam Sri Vaisanam Shastri Rupa Sagatatam Sharanatari Manatam Vaisanam 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 Sharanatari Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dhinavandhu, Jirakuddhi, Gopi, Sikukhika, Kandarana, Kandarasate, Tapta, Kanjali, Gopan, Gira, Dhevrita, Amneshwari, Shabhan, Shute, Devi, Pranamami, Hani, Priye. Vanchakala, Kutu, Vrishar, Kutu, Sindhu, Devita, Kutu, Kutu, Devo, Sindhu, Devo, Nama. Jai Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Dhita, Nanda, Sri, Vrita, Gara, Darshva, Sri, Yoga, Sivastra, Vrita.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So he is given as some benediction. This could be revised benediction. He is given in the text 9. Lord says, those who remember friendly to their brothers and with their with other living entities. Yeah? This is one of the learnings in the devotion. Let's give it to Jesus. Another benediction. Those who will offer me a prayer composed by Lord Shiva, Rudra Gita, both morning and evening, I will fulfill their desire and attain good intelligence. The orders of your father, by the orders of your father, executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive quality will be celebrated all over the world. Because they have executed the orders of father very faithfully. As a result, Lord Shiva was pleased and he guided them how to attain their goal. And they also in Hari Darshan Lord Vishnu. And you also have a nice son who is equal to Lord Brahma. Yeah, Lord Brahma. And you have a lot of grandsons. And the final one, you will enjoy all festivities, Brahma said, of the world as well as the heavenly world. World without hindrance, with full strength for 1 million celestial years. How many is that? How many years will be there? So our 365 years is equal to 1 year of celestial years. So 365 years equals to 1 year of celestial years. 1 million celestial years.
This is 12 years.
Sorry?
Long time.
That's a long time. Very long
time.
65 million years, yes. Good, we have mathematicians.
The same body.
It's all calculated, So, 365 million years, they will enjoy. And here's the highest one. You will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me. So they get both material benediction as well as now what we want as devotee, ultimate unadulterated devotional service. Here, the preceptors are having their granted material facilities. 365 million years in joining. Now after that, let us simply unadulterated devotional service unto me and be free from all material contamination. You will return back home, back to glory. It's all good. Yeah. So this is some of the benediction of being and doing a devotional service. We have similar instances of Guru Maharaj said, right? The motive was slightly different. He wanted the kingdom greater than his great grandfather. Ultimately, he received that as well as full spiritual benedictions that he's determined in our service. That is the greatest of devotional service. So then we shouldn't think that we're doing something very, very ordinary. This is extraordinary for a devotee. Devotional service, performing a devotional service is extraordinary. It may appear as, this is a very simple thing, but the benedictions are not. It's great. As you see from this cell. So in this sloka, now Who's coming to preach it? Maitreya and Viluda. So entire third canto and fourth canto is conversation between Viluda and Maitreya. So in Srimad Bhagavatam we see there's a conversation between and the conversation within the conversation. Right? So what is the first conversation we have? Sudha Goswami and the sages of Nayan Sharanya and Samakrishi and all that, right? And this next layer is that Sutta Goswami heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. So that Bhagavatam is he's repeating to the sages of Nayan Sharanya, right? But Sukadeva Goswami also relating the conversation between Maitreya and Vidura to Parikshit Maharaj. Right? So there is conversation between in the conversation. So now you see the time that everything Maitreya will be coming in and giving a some sort of like narration, you know, what is taking place, what's happening. Just like in drama we have some narrator, right? I'll tell you, okay. Now next scene is so it's gonna be coming, so it's like there's a conversation. So now, in this text, my dream is coming in the picture. Now, it's so, just quickly, I thought of when I came there, since there's so much emphasis and so much, so lengthy conversation is in Bhagavatam. Conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. So, just briefly, who is Maitreya Muni? Maitreya Muni, I was trying to find out exactly his lineage of father. Somehow, one reference I found is son of Mitra, that's why he's called Maitreya. But I couldn't find it actually, that reference, I'm not sure. But he is a disciple of Brihaspati, yes. In the text, in this chapter, chapter 30, in text 2, Vidura addresses him as Brihaspati, he is a disciple of Brihaspati. So he is a disciple of the spiritual master of Pentecost. So he is also receiving knowledge from there. And also we find that Maitreya Muni is also a very close, if not is a siksha, taking a lot of siksha from Parashara. He's also considered as a disciple of Parashara. Who is Parashara Muni? Father of Vyasadeva. So he's highly also about this, I think in Vishnu Purana, this conversation between Parashara Muni and Maitreya Rishi as well. So Maitreya Rishi, he received this knowledge. Actually, when Uddhava was listening to the Uddhava Gita from Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna was just about to leave this planet, in that company, along with Uddhava, Maitreya was present there. So he has received instruction from directly from Lord Krishna. He heard that instruction, conversation between Lord Krishna and Uddhava. So he was there. So he's received that knowledge. So as goes, when Vidura was traveling to all the holy places after he was being rejected, after he's been insulted by the Duryodhana, he actually goes to pilgrimage. At pilgrimage, the time it happened so that Lord now Mahabharata has finished, Lord also has disappeared from and come back to his spiritual world. Uddhava happened to be just after hearing the instructions of Lord Krishna, he was there at the bank of Ganges. Vidura meets him there. And in that meeting, Uddhava is, Vidura is asking how is the residents of Hastinapur, how are the residents, especially he inquires about the residents of Dwarka, and he also inquires about Lord Krishna, because I think he at this point he doesn't know that Lord has already left. So he inquires. So in that, that's how then Uddhava, third character begins from that kind of scenario, that conversation between Uddhava and Vidura. And then Vidura asks Uddhava to instruct him or give him some spiritual guidance. However, Uddhava tells him that that it's as an etiquette, it's better for you to go and receive instruction from Maitreya. And so he directs Vidura to Maitreya, and Maitreya happens to be in Haridwar. So this conversation takes place between Vidura and Maitreya in Haridwar at the end. So just a little background. So since we are in this, we thought let's quickly skim through what conversation has taken place between Maitreya and Vidura. So Canto 3 and Canto 4. And so in Canto 3 there is about 33 chapters. So we hear initially that this conversation between Uddhava and Vidura, Uddhava and Vidura. And they also describe the different pastimes of in ecstasy, because now both of them are great devotees, Vidura and Uddhava are great devotees. So when they met in ecstasy, they describe all different pastimes of, you know, with the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, pastimes of in Dwarka. That's how this third answer begins the conversation. And then there's about 9 chapters. The pastimes of Lord Varahadev, how Jaya Vijaya was cursed, or then they become Hiranaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and then whole pastimes of Varahadev takes place. 9 chapters. How the pregnancy of Diti and the Hiranaksha, Varahadev. So there's about 9 chapters of the pastimes of Varahadev in the third canto. Somebody sent me a little email. An email was story of how there's a self-manifested deity in Mathura of Lord Varahadev. That Varahadev was brought to Mathura by Shatrughna, the brother of Lord Ramachandra. When Lord Ramachandra asked, there was a demon called Lavanasura in Mathura. That Lavanasura was created, and he became a king of Mathura, and he was just creating a lot of disturbances. And sages came to Lord Ramachandra and said, "This is the situation, could you please help?" And Lord Ramachandra sends Shatrughna to Mathura to kill this demon, and he should be a king of Mathura. So during that time, the Lord Ramachandra also gave him a deity of Varahadev. It's called Rakta Varahadev. So that deity is still isn't present in Mathura. If you happen to be in Mathura, visit Mathura, that deity came from actually originally self-manifested deities. It was in the position of Kapiladev. Kapiladev From there he went to Lord Brahma, from Lord Brahma he went to Lord Indra. From Indra, Ravana took these deities. Ravana had those deities because he was trying to, you know, destroy or trying to stop the worship and so on and so forth. So he had that deity. When Ravana was killed, then that deity was given to Lord Ramas and brought to Ayodhya. From Ayodhya it came to it is a very beautiful temple in Mathura, the city, but it's self-managed to be from many, many years. Then we have about 13 chapters on pastimes of Kapila Dev. Yeah? His whole Swayambhu Manu and his daughter, Devuti, married Kardamuni, and then his whole Kapila Dev appears, and then he gives instruction to his mother, Devuti. Beautiful instructions. And you know, so much details of the Sankhya Yoga is described in those 13 chapters. So that third cancer ends with the pastimes of Lord Kapila Dev, right? Yeah. So in the fourth canto, what do we begin with? The genealogical order of Lotus of Manu. Who are the Lotus of Manu?
Akuti, Prashuti,
and
Devahuti.
Yes. There's a whole genealogy that then and the whole family that they Akuti marries Ruchi, and Devahuti marries Kardama, and Prashuti marries Daksha. So same Daksha that was there. So then right after the geological order or table of Daksha, is the pastimes of Daksha. What happened in Daksha's pastime?
Bokta.
Yes.
Daksha
insulted or offends or Shiva. And there's a whole pastime taking place, and counter-curse, and then one demon being created by Lord Shiva, and then finally Daksha gets head
replacement.
Head replacement. First, was it? I think that was his name. Govinda was saying when Hiranyakashipu was tore open. First,
open answer.
Yeah. So this is the first
head transplant
that takes place. Yeah. So that takes place. So then, as the offense of insulting a Vaishnava for almost like for a manantara or kalpa, the Daksha has to take birth in the next manantara years. And then now he's will be coming as son of Prajita coming back. And he'll have 10,000 sons. That was Hariyasvas and Savavasvas. Both get not only converted and preaches them, he takes them away into the monasteries. And then he has 60 daughters. He has 60 daughters. And they will propagate again. So that's the So next, after Daksha Prajapati, is the next five chapters is the pastimes of Dhrumaras. Dhrumaras pastimes, very beautiful how Dhrumaras is described. That he had material desire, but ultimately he got the Lord himself, as Dhrumara said, I had desire for a broken piece of glass, but I have received a greatest valuable jewel or diamond. So that's the last time to these five chapters. And then there's order, the general is the order, table of Rama's descendants. We have Rama, Swayambhu Manu, and Uttanapa, then his son is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, Utkala, Vatsala, Puspara, Sarvateja, Chakshushaman, Ulmukha, Anga. Anyone remember Anga? Who is Anga?
Vinasa.
Sorry?
Venus.
Venus.
Venus. Yes. That's a very special character. Yes, then Vena. From Vena? Prithumas. The great exalted the Shakta Vishakta. His son Vishtaswa. His son Havidan. And Havidan's son is Prachinvarisha. Then the Prachinvarisha's son they are Prachinvaras. That's who we are at. So entire two cantos are dedicated in the conversation between Vidura and Vaitrayani. It's very special. You know, see so much emphasis on that one individual teachings are in Vaitrayani. It's a very special teaching. So this is just a brief, quick summary how the conversation between Vidura and is taking place here. Because we are coming to the end of fourth canto, so this conversation will end, the Sukadeva Goswami will continue to narrate Bhagavatam, his narration. So the conversation between Maitreya and Vidura will stop at four. So we're coming close. So this particular verse here, the Maitreya Muni addresses Lord Krishna as two things he addresses as. One is Janardana. What's the meaning of Janardana? Sorry?
The Lord of the universe.
Close.
One who takes away the miseries
of the devotee is called Janardana. So Lord is addressed here as the Janardana. So Lord here, you can see, he has taken the miseries of the Crusaders. That's why it's referred to as Janardana. Lord is also here, is also referred as Purusar Bhajana. So they don't recall what that means. What's Purusar Bhajana?
Final goal of the
The best goal of the ultimate goal of life is called Purusar Bhajana. See how this is contextual? Because now, just now, the Lord Krishna has come and he has offered these great benediction to Pichetas. So here, Maitreya Muni addressing the Lord with similar characteristics, similar the attributes describing a Janardana, one who takes the miseries or the disadvantage, Prabhupada answers as the one who takes away all the disadvantages of the devotees. Another one is Yapurushartha Bhajana, the vessel of the ultimate goal. In Srila Prabhupada also mentions here in the Bhagavad, all the contamination. So he mentions what happens now with the Vishnu's Darshan. So when darshan, there's the audience between Lord face to face. Srila Prabhupada says that all the contaminations of material qualities of Rajas and Tamas completely disappeared. Yeah. So here, when we are in this temple, be right in front of the Lord face to face. Yeah? And as Prabhupada says, the Ramas, Rajas and Tamas disappear. Has anyone experienced that? Being in the temple room, Rajas and Tamas, they disappear because they're in front of the Lord. Lord Achyavigraha Devi is a non-different. We are face to face. And Prabhupada goes on to glorifying the holy name. Very first thing he says, the holy name, the Lord and the whole Lord himself are non-different. As it is described in Bhagavad Purana, that's Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Nami. Bhagavad Purana says, there is no difference between Lord's name and Lord himself. Abhinnatvam Nama Namiya. For us, we could be called Amar. But Amar, when the dead body is being carried, who is dead? Amar is dead. Amar means one who lives forever, right? So say, oh, Amar is gone. The name and the name, the person is attribute is invalid. But in Lord's case, a Lord is, if he is Janardana, he is Janardana. He is Anandabhagana, he is unblissful. Always. That's the calling of the Lord. So, Lord, the name of the Lord and the Lord's holy name, Lord and the Lord's holy name is none different. So, when we vibrate that holy name on our tongue, the Lord Himself is, as Prabhupada says, dancing on our tongue. Such a, that the this is one of my favorite from Bhagavad regarding the glorification of holy name. The it says mantrakas tantrakas chetram. Even there is discrepancies in pronouncing the mantra, or you have sufficient knowledge, or you're not following the regular principle. You may not be in a proper place, or time, or recipients, or paraphernalia. But if holy name is chanted, everything is purified. Mantra tasa tasa chitram desa kaha adha vastu sarvam karanti nishchitram anu sankirtanam tava. It's the glorious name. So even if you have chanted the other mantras, if the holy name is chanted, that gets eliminates everything, all other species. That's the power of the Holy Name. It's another one. Sanketyam parihaseva. Even the Holy Name is chanted in a joking fashion. Sanketyam, we just, you get. Even then, Bhagavan says, chapter 2, text 14, he says, Sankirtan, even if you jokingly chant the holy name, there is a power, there is a purification. Parihasya. So Sankirtan means just joking, parihasya jokingly. Stavam, even if you chant the holy name just for the musical entertainment, Helena, even neglectfully. You will get the benefit. So Sankirtan Parihasanya Stavam Hiranandva Vaikuntha Nama Grahana Asesa Agha Haram Vidhu. Asesa means unlimited. Asesa, no limits. Haram neutralizes the effect simple. Agham Haram means the simple matter. So if we have chanted the holy name jokingly, or if we have chanted it just for the musical instrument, or just anyhow, somehow or other, if we have chanted the holy name, asesa agham, neutralize the effect of the sinful life. This is not the goal is the holy name. अहो वतस्व क्वचितो गरीयान् यच्चि भावे वर्तते नाम दुःख्यं ते पस्तपस्ते जुगुप्सास्मार्य ब्रह्मानुचरणाम गृह्णन्ति एते मदेव ग्लोरिफाइड होली नेम इवन द अहो वतस्व क्वचितो गरीयान् शोपचरिस टॉकिंग इवन द पर्सन हुज इज टॉकिंग If he chants the holy name, she says, they have performed the highest performed tapas. They have juhuva or performed the highest of sacrifices. Sansana, they have taken to they have bathed in all the holy places, the piety of the bathing to all the holy places, they have attained that. Arya. They have followed the Varnashram system perfectly. They have studied the entire scriptures, studied the Vedas. So that is the glory of the holy name. That even though it doesn't matter who you are, if the holy name is chanted, we have kept the piety of rules, tapas, bathing in the holy places, performing yoga, all those sodhan, just by simply chanting the holy name of the Lord. What a glorious, what fortunate we have is this, Even in Satyayuga, Kaitara Yuga, or other yugas, we have to do so much of tapasya, or we have to do so much of some of the big sacrifices or great grand miracles, all the benefit of those people who say we get the same benefit just by chanting the holy name.
Even police also they say Hare Krishna and get out.
Yes. Yes. So such the glory of the holy name, chanting the holy name. So we've been greatly fortunate that by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are able to sit here and glorify and chant the holy name. Doesn't matter where you are, good father, the world you are, you can get that benefit. That's our greatest group for us as a group. So, I'd like to end here. Any questions, comments, corrections? He is sitting in one corner of the middle in the other part in the next place. And we are able to hear his glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and glory of the holy name and have Krishna Katha, chant the holy name, take Mahaprasad. What else do we need? Yes, the greatest. Yeah. It is all the mercy of the divine grace. Okay, we'll end here. Prathasya Bhagavatam ki.